You boys have outdone yourselves keeping up this place. I've barely had to lift a finger. Riley will be pleased when I tell him.
Shucks, ma'am, Matt said, reddening. Ain't no trouble at all. We promised the boss we'd look after you and the young'un.
You three go on and have a good time. Andy paused. A sudden, horrible thought came to mind. Did they want their pay? She scrambled to think if any payroll dollars were left in the lockbox. Do you need...
No, ma'am, Matt interrupted. The boss paid us a bit to tide us over till he gets back from the drive.
Andy gave Matt a sunny, relieved smile. Wonderful. Well then, goodbye. Will you be back by morning to milk, or shall I? I do know how to milk a cow, feed the horses, and even collect the eggs, she teased. Matt chuckled.
Oh, Miss Prescott, don't worry none about that. We'll be back in plenty of time. Can we fetch you anything from town?
No, thanks. I'm fine. Andy shut the door and returned to ironing the baby's gowns. It didn't take long, and Jared woke up from his nap soon afterward. She took him outside to enjoy a little sunshine and sit on Shasta for a few minutes. The late afternoon sun shone down bright and hot, but new clouds were piling up behind the foothills. Andy could just see their fluffy tops. The wind was picking up, too. She sighed. Oh, another rainy evening. Andy knew she should welcome these rare spring storms. They had turned Memory Creek Ranch green and lush, and more rain would keep the rangeland that way. The new calves and foals grew quickly with all the rich, fresh fodder.
Rain as much as you like, she hollered at the clouds.
It wasn't until nightfall, when the rain started coming down in torrents, that Andy changed her mind about welcoming the rain. How lonely it was out here in the dark by herself during a storm. She jumped at an unexpected clap of thunder.
Oh, just what I need, she said with a shaky laugh. A thunderstorm on top of everything else.
Thankfully, Jared didn't wake up. She peeked at him, added another blanket, and then quietly closed the bedroom door behind her. Another boom of thunder and a loud thumping sound sent Andy's heart into her throat. She turned up all four lamps in the sitting room. Shadows vanished, dispelling some of her fears. I'm a wife and a mother now, she told herself firmly. I won't let a little thunder and lightning scare me like they did when I was a child. She sat down in the rocking chair and pulled the lamp closer. Her fingers trembled as she reached for the Bible and her nightly reading. Thump, 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 thump. The noise set Tucker growling and plunged Andy into another bout of worry. I will trust and not be afraid. I will trust and not be afraid. Shh, she scolded the dog. It's just the wind blowing the stove wood across the porch. Tucker lay down at Andy's command, but stayed alert. So did Andy. She stayed so alert that she knew she would not sleep a wink until the hands returned later tonight and retired to the bunkhouse, or until the storm passed, but it might last all night. More thumping and then a loud banging propelled Andy from the rocking chair. Her heart slammed against the inside of her chest. That was no storm. Nor was it the random sounds of stove wood rolling across the porch. She found the rifle Riley always kept loaded and tiptoed through the dimly lit kitchen. Bang, bang, bang.
Anybody home?
A weak voice called. Tucker growled.
Help, please.
Andy heard a thud, like someone collapsing to the porch floor. And then everything was still.